Blackstone Audio presents The President's Kitchen Cabinet, the story of the African Americans who have fed our first families, from the Washingtons to the Obamas, by Adrian Miller. This book is read by Ron Butler. To all of the past, present, and future presidential cooks of African heritage, your light shines bright despite persistent efforts to keep you in the shadows. To the late Walter Scheib III, White House Executive Chef, 1994 to 2005, whose enthusiasm for my work kept my pilot light lit. Preface. Dear President Obama, I have a few questions for you. Nothing that will affect the world situation, but I was wondering, I love shrimp and pineapple pizza. What are your favorite foods? I am not allergic to anything, not any kind of food or any animals. Are you allergic to anything? There are a lot more questions I'd like to ask you, but I don't want to bug you. You probably have more important, earth-shattering questions to deal with. When 11-year-old Malaysia wrote the letter above to President Barack Obama circa 2009, she expressed a desire widely shared by many Americans. We want a personal connection to our presidents and first families. And we believe that food, what presidents like to eat or refuse to eat, what they serve to their guests, and what they cook, can be a leading indicator of presidential character. This predicament leads to what I call the presidential pickle. We want our presidents to be extraordinary people, but we also want them to be a lot like us. In our system of government, where power ultimately derives from its citizens,